halkani waa BBC laanta afka Soomaaliga oo aad ka dhageysataan mowjadaha gaagaaban ku FM-yada ee bbcsomali.com
dandan tace kira
mengra mena ke maadala shima nyari ni ni umara ngaye sinini mena ke ntwe BBC me wais
الرابعه تماما بتوقيت غرين نشرة الاخبار من بي بي سي في لندن وهذه
BBC Nepali Sewa ko Bihani Pakhabata Sanjay Dhakan ko namaskar.
Stay with us here on the BBC World Service.
The sounds, of course, there of the BBC World Service. Among them, the BBC's Bengali, Arabic, Hausa, Burmese, Somali, Nepalese, and, of course, English services. And in future, there will be more. The government has given the BBC £289 million for the next 3 years to fund new language services in places like North Korea and Russia and to expand existing African and Arabic services. It is the biggest expansion of the World Service since the 1940s. We're joined by the director, Fran Unsworth. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's start with this decision to broadcast to North Korea. How do you know if anybody's going to be listening?
Well, just first say that it's a service in Korean, which is, of course, available to all Korean speakers because we don't specifically target countries. We do language services. Having said that, of course, we do believe that there is an opportunity for North Koreans to have access to free and independent impartial information, which we think they deserve because there's clearly it's a very close country. All our research has shown over the past few years that there is an opportunity there for us, that adapted radios are increasingly available to North Korea. The border between China and North Korea has become more porous. There is an appetite, for instance, for entertainment shows. Not that we'll be doing that, but we know from our research that that kind of thing is of interest to the North
Korea. So there are radios, because as you make the point, as a closed society, it hadn't been known how many, even if people were allowed radios. There are radios in the country?
Yes, that's based on interviews with defectors.
And what will you broadcast?
We'll be broadcasting half an hour of a radio program a day, which will be a global news agenda, but with regional stories. So we think that the audiences of the Korean Peninsula are going to be interested in what's going on in China, Japan, for instance, but also what's going on in the rest of the world. So it's interesting, for instance, that BBC Monitoring this week has reported that we don't think that the citizens of North Korea yet know that Donald Trump, for instance, is the US president. So that's the kind of agenda that we think they are deserving of having.
Okay. Now, there had been a change in the World Service funding. It used to be separate. It used to come from the Foreign Office. Then, a few years ago, it was brought into the rest of the BBC funding. And at the time, the BBC said it's brilliant because it proves that it'll be wholly independent and not an arm of the British state. And here we now have this extra money coming from government directed to places like North Korea and Russia. Are you going to say it is entirely independent?
Yes, because it's doing what the World Service has done ever since its history, which is provide news and information which is not directed editorially by the government. And if you look at the difference between what we do and what the state broadcasters do elsewhere, we criticise governments all over the world, or we host discussions which criticise governments all over the world. We criticise our own government's foreign policy. That's what the BBC does. Where the money comes from, I think, is irrelevant. None of that has any impact on the way that the journalists working for it do their job.
OK, it's quite a hard sell, though, when you say, oh, this money actually was earmarked by the Strategic Defence Review. That's when it was decided that we'd put it into the World Service.
Again, I can only say that has no impact whatsoever in the way that the journalists who are working on the services do their job, which is to do it as they've always done it, providing independent an editorial agenda.
Now, one can imagine that whatever the target market is, Russia, for example, and this must be something that you already experience, attacks, hack, effectively, people trying to hack in.
Yes. Yes, there are many, many people.
Cyber attacks,
which go on all over the world. And we saw the French, for instance, were the victim of it fairly recently. So we are alert to this, and the BBC is very alert to this. Of course, we know that there are many state actors in this area who will...
Is the BBC often targeted by cyber attacks?
We have a whole section in the BBC looking at how we defend ourselves, yes.
And that's something.
And we know that we have seen in the past that the Syrian Electronic Army, for instance, once attempted to take down something that we did, and that was known. So
just briefly, an expansion of services is a mitigated good thing, as far as you're concerned.
Absolutely. The World Service is going to do what it's always done: go over the heads of government, providing a service directly to citizens of the world to give them the information that they need in order for them to live their lives.
Fran Unsworth, thank you very much.